From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. After an appeal to do so, the UN's Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said a team of chemical weapons experts are heading to Douma to investigate accusations that a poison gas killed dozens of people. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley asked the UN Security Council for a draft resolution setting up an inquiry into the purported attack.
The record will not be kind to one permanent member of this council. Unfortunately, Russia has chosen the Assad regime again over the unity of this council. We have said it before that Russia will stop at nothing to shield the Assad regime.
The White House says President Donald Trump will no longer be traveling to Latin America later this month, or I should say this week, because he wants to oversee the U.S. response to Syria. Vice President Mike Pence will go instead, a move that U.S. Senator Marco Rubio praised, although he said regarding Syria, there are things that the administration can do better to address the situation, which could include a retaliatory strike.
As long as it's part of a broader strategy, it's important for us to confront it in its entirety. And it's one of the reasons why last week I was arguing there would be a mistake to simply just vanish from Syria. It would just empower Assad. I think mistakes have been made by both this administration and the previous one in regards to Syria.
China's President Xi Jinping does not mention U.S. President Donald Trump by name or speak directly about rising trade frictions with Washington during a closely watched speech at China's version of Davos for Asia. But the pledges Xi made to press forward with economic reforms had everything to do with the trade dispute and President Trump's threats to levy heavy tariffs on Chinese goods. This is VOA News. During questioning of Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg Tuesday about how his company handled data for millions of users, Zuckerberg apologized but was also scolded by U.S. senators, including U.S. Senator Bill Nelson.
If you and other social media companies do not get your act in order, none of us are going to have any privacy anymore. That's what we're facing. We're talking about personally identifiable information that, if not kept by the social media companies from theft, a value that we have in America being our personal privacy, we won't have it anymore.
Zuckerberg said the company is taking several corrective measures.
To make sure no other app developers out there are misusing data, we're now investigating every single app that had access to a large amount of information in the past. And if we find that someone improperly used data, we're going to ban them from Facebook and tell everyone affected.
Facebook announced it is starting to notify tens of millions of users, most of them in the United States, whose personal data may have been harvested by Cambridge Analytica. U.S. President Donald Trump once again said that the raids on his personal lawyer, Michael Cohen's New York office in a hotel where he had been staying, is a total witch hunt. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked about the raid.
I think that the president has been clear that he thinks that this has gone too far. And beyond that, I don't have anything to add, but I'd refer you back to the president's comments.
And all of this has been part of an investigation to Russian meddling of the 2016 presidential elections, which is being headed by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The president has repeatedly questioned Mueller's credibility and expressed his discontent with the number two guy at the Justice Department, Rod Rosenstein. U.S. Senator Robert Kennedy was asked if the president should fire either.
Well, look, I mean, I think the president had a very normal human reaction. They raided his lawyer's office. I'm not saying that they should or shouldn't have, but I'd be upset too. Having said that, the president sort of likes to manage out loud. Wouldn't be my preferred style, but he's the president, and that's the way he likes to do it. He's entitled to his opinion. I think we have to look at the process.
And correction, that is Senator John Kennedy. U.S. President Trump's top Homeland Security advisor, Tom Bossert, abruptly resigned Tuesday, the latest in a long line of senior officials to leave the Trump administration. No reason was given for his resignation, but it came a day after staunch conservative John Bolton took over as Mr. Trump's third national security advisor. In the 15 months of his presidency, both Bloomberg News and CNN reported that Bossert was quitting at Bolton's request. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.